Like many people coming out of prison, Perry Klein never thought he'd go to college. Klein beat the odds. As Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines explains, his story shows how important access to higher education is after prison, and how much more colleges need to do to support formerly incarcerated students.
Klein grew up in Chicago. As a teenager, he was wrongly accused of a robbery, and he spent months in juvenile detention for a crime he says he didn't commit. And after he was released, he says his high school failed him.
I really didn't feel like I had a lot of support, you know, from the school, you know, because of that traumatic experience. Nobody came to me and gave me any counseling. I didn't go to a school like that.
Without the proper support he needed, Klein dropped out. He started hanging out with gangs and committing crimes. He spent time in Illinois prisons, and he got addicted to heroin. Then, in 2013, something happened that made Klein realize he needed to change. A friend overdosed on heroin in front of him. Instead of going to get help, Klein left to get more drugs. His friend later died.
You know, I could have saved him, you know, but I was thinking about getting that next one. I remember getting down on my knees. And I remember praying to God and asking me to get me out of his madness. And he did.
Klein got out of Chicago. An old girlfriend bought him a bus ticket to Champaign. When he arrived, he was homeless and in withdrawal. It was a pivotal moment for Klein. Then came another one. He started going to Narcotics Anonymous religiously. He told one of his friends from NA that he wanted to go to college.
One day, I was helping him move. And after we got through moving, he drove me right up to Parkland College, and he said, get out. He said, go register for school. And I did it.
When he enrolled in the college, he placed into a lot of remedial classes, and he struggled.
Math was like my worst subject ever. So I had like started like real low in math. It's like straight humiliation. But I stuck it out, was there every day, you know, passing the test and going to the next level.
Sticking it out is unusual for formerly incarcerated students. That's according to one of Klein's advisors at Parkland College, Larry Taylor. He says Klein had a lot of factors working against him.
Black males in general are most at risk of not graduating and earning a degree. You couple that with being formerly incarcerated. So most of those students that I've worked with that were incarcerated, I can't think of maybe one or two that actually completed their academic goals.
But Klein got something he needed from the faculty and staff at Parkland, and that's support. He asked for help, and he received it. He spent hours outside of class working one-on-one with professors. And with Taylor's help, he got into the University of Illinois. Then he graduated.
Perry Klein.
That's Klein walking across the stage at his graduation from the U of I last month. Lots of people came to see him graduate, including his math professor from Parkland, Aaron Wilding Martin.
It was an emotional day. I was so proud of all the work that he's done. And there's an English professor here who also likes to keep track of how he's doing and keep in touch. And I took a picture of him going across the stage and texted it to her. I'm not crying, you're crying.
Joni Schwartz says those kinds of emotional bonds between professors and formerly incarcerated students aren't unusual. They're actually necessary for students like Klein to succeed.
Someone who is there for them, accepts them unconditionally, and provides emotional, spiritual, academic support to them, that is key to their success.
Schwartz co-edited the book Race, Education, and Reintegrating Formerly Incarcerated Citizens. She says colleges need to proactively seek out formerly incarcerated people to offer that support. She suggests even going into the prisons to plant the seed that education is an option. Klein says getting his GED in prison planted that seed. And getting a college degree made all the difference in his life.
It's the floodgates to open up everything. I don't care what happened to you, you know, how your past went. Getting the education brings like so many possibilities.
Klein says he found his purpose in life, and that's helping others. He plans to pursue a master's degree in social work next. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
This story was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program.